All right. Hey, 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 you guys. This is DJ Hapa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the special L-O-V-E Love edition of the Skinny Hour, and I am just so happy to be here because my current true love in life is just my radio hour, and that is really where we're at right now, what we're doing right now. And you know, I'm really excited to be here. I'm really excited to, you know, spread some love, spread some of these cosmic airwaves and sprinkle it with a little bit of romance, if you know what I'm talking about. So all you late night, early morning lovers, I hope you're enjoying this radio hour. As y'all know, probably know by now, my show isn't really that scripted, and especially with these kind of like vague concepts like love, I like to see how I feel in the moment about love. And if we're being like perfectly honest, like it's not a whole lot. I think something people don't tell you in your freshman year of college is that when it comes to dating, things really end before they start. Like I've been telling my stepmom kind of about like my love life as of late. And usually it's like things did not work out with blank. And she goes, so quickly? Yeah. So, you know, you can be sad about things. And I think it's fine to be sad about things. I'm sad about things all the time. Stuff that doesn't make any sense. But, you know, it's not super sensical to get super sad about, you know, stuff that doesn't serve you. Okay, so just a little bit about this radio hour. I am playing a mix of love songs that you can find on my Spotify, Zoe McEwen. And this is a combination of requested songs and also songs I just think you can't talk about love if you're not going to play these jams, okay? So I'm really hoping that you're going to be loving this radio hour because I know for a fact that I am. Let's spread this love tonight, people.
I can think of some numbers. reason to change your mind. I guess it's still you tell me, baby, be mine. But you are all the future that I desire.
Guys, that was some of the beauteous Michael Jackson, Baby Be Mine, right on the track. You know what time it is. It is time for us to read our first love letter submission of the evening. If you are excited, let me know, except you probably can't unless you're watching my Instagram live. Please don't do it. There's two people watching currently, and that's like, I'm doing an Instagram live, you guys. You know, this is really where I'm getting to at this point in my life, and that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Let's read a love letter, shall we? These are all anonymous, by the way, so there is no addressee nor sender. Where do I even start? I am so incredibly thankful to have you in my life, and you have treated me with nothing but respect. You bring me so much joy and laughter. I wish that I met you sooner. I know that you're going to become an amazing filmer. I don't know if that's what it's called. And I can't wait to see you on the credits of award-winning movies. And of course, we still have that deal about when we are 40 years old. Anyways, I love how comfortable I can be around you, and I can't wait to spend more time with you this summer. You're such a genuine, honest soul and the sweetest heart that I've always admired about you. You honestly have changed my life for the better because you helped me from a dark, sad time. I'm being strong and making the best out of our situation, but I am deeply saddened about counting down the days until you leave. Sad face emoji. Let's not talk about that. You make me happy and are the light in my day. Your humor never fails to make me smile and laugh, and your smile always cheers me up. I just want you to know how special you are to me, and I thank you for being you. I got my head in the clouds. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Guys, that's so sweet. Personally, the reason I wanted to share love letters is that I kind of think of myself as a hopeless and or helpless romantic. I love to read and write love letters. I think it's just so romantic. I think it's so sweet. I think it's so intimate. And the one about this one that really, you know, stings personally just a little bit is the concept of, I wish I'd met you sooner. And I wish we had a little bit more time, but let's make the most of what we have, because, You know, especially when you're dating and you fall in love in high school, you know, you really don't have that much time. And things move so quickly and people are changing at such like a rapid pace that you kind of can't keep track of all of it. And you can lose yourself, they can lose themselves, and you can kind of lose a relationship along the way. And it's really weird. That's like all I can say about it. It is also in itself of like, we're running out of time. I think that's so romantic. Oh my God. Okay. Enough of me talking. I talk too much and this is going to be a really talk-heavy episode, so let's get back to some music. So, like, I'm not saddened by the sound of my own voice anymore. Okay, cool. Let's listen to some Free Nationals.
Hey,
Hey, you guys, just to give you a little heads up for our next song, this is actually our most requested love song on the track, so I'm really excited for whoever requested to listen to it. Guys, that was Love Fool by The Cardigans, by far one of my favorite love songs of all time. And based on the amount of requests I got for it, I can imagine that you guys love it too. Just for a little context on where my night is right now, I was serenading the Iggy Pop poster in the studio while dancing alone in the studio to Love Fool by The Cardigans. And that really is where the night is going. I just think it's so, again, hopelessly, helplessly romantic of you just want someone to say that they love you. And that brings us into our next love letter, shall we? So this love letter is actually a response to one given, and this is like the reply. The only part of your letter that surprised me was the fact that you actually gave it to me. All year, I was never really sure about how you felt, which is probably why I never told you how I felt. Most of the things you said are mutual, but I'm confused. The longer he and I are dating, the scarier it seems to not be dating anymore, even though our relationship isn't what it used to be. I don't really know what to do right now other than not to change anything. It's part of the reason I guess I kicked you out the night after my party. I was really seconds from vomiting, but I was also afraid of what might happen if we were left alone. I don't want to hurt anyone. But I guess I just really felt like I needed to tell you because I do like you and I'm afraid of losing the chance of something happening. But that really isn't fair to you or to him, so I don't know. I'm sorry. I spent all year thinking about this. I don't know why. I still don't know. I keep sealing this in the envelope and then not mailing it and just taking it out and reading it again and again because it doesn't feel right. Okay, I think I'm gonna send it now. I guess this just feels so weird because I still don't truly believe that was you who wrote the letter. It changes things. Man, that's a tough situation. You know, being in a relationship with someone and then feeling something for someone else because it's like, does this mean I'm not meant to be monogamous? Does that mean there's something wrong with me? Does that mean there's something wrong with my relationship? And these are questions that, you know, I can't answer right now, though I don't think these are questions that people really know how to answer because, you know, relationships, they just change and evolve so much over time. But I think what this letter really is a testament to, say what you mean, like, as soon as you can, you know. And I personally struggle with that a lot. I'm always afraid I'm going to scare people off because I have this just natural tendency to care a lot about people, to just invest a lot in people. And that can be really scary sometimes because that puts you in a really vulnerable position. That is a possibility to put them in a really vulnerable position. And you don't really know how it's going to pan out when your feelings and your heart are just spread open on like an operating table or something. And it's complicated, to say the least, to, you know, care about someone and just never find the words to say it. But if you can find anything, I strongly suggest that you say something because it's better than saying nothing. I don't know why I started whispering during that. I don't know why I whisper like during my show. Like, no one is here. Like, literally no one is here. Like, I talk towards the security camera. Okay, let's get into our next song. It is Tadao by Masego and FKJ.
Sublime, super fine. She was never lying, strutting in the heels or her slides. sides either way. Eyes on her every single day, week, year. Everyone wondering how she does it with no fear of that confidence. Was it heaven sent? Does it come within? Does it come run out? I don't know. She'll just have them running out and in. Man, they want to sin, talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit them like.
I wanted to interrupt your listening pleasure to ask you a really quick question, you know? Why is WMFO Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in reaching our $5,000 goal. You'll even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFOMedford and share with your friends using the hashtag KeepItFreeform. And on that little PSA note, I'm whispering again. I thought I would talk about my own little love letter to WMFO Freeform. I love this radio station so much. My show is the highlight of my week. I think I've told people this, but actually when I think about my show, I get this little like crush reaction, you know, like my heart starts beating really quickly and like I just get really excited and it's really stupid and I make my playlist like 3 weeks in advance, even though no one listens to my freaking show. And that's fine. It's fine. But I love this station so much, so it would really mean a lot to me if just one of you just like, I don't even know what the minimum is, but if you put like $1 in, I wouldn't be mad about it. Okay. All right, let's get back to some music. We've got some Dean, we got some international music up in here. Okay, have fun.
Told you I loved you, you told me you might die.
This is me back on the mic. How you doing? That was just Steve Lacy's Some from his EP, and I think that song is so simple lyrically, but it's just so effective. You just want someone's love. And I love that song. You know, a very special friend from my past showed me that song, and it reminds me of them in the best way possible. Just how when you love someone, everything you love, you want to share with them. And I think that, you know, sharing music is such, you know, making mixtapes is such a testament to that. And then we have our analog mixtapes, our love letters. So fellow helpless romantics, we have our next one. This one actually has a title, Nights. Frank Ocean fan there. This was written on May 15th of 2018. and darkness descends after a sunny day in your arms, I think of how your skin feels against mine and how our breath mixes with passion under the heat that radiates from you. And how I want to feel warm all the time, but I get cold so quickly without you to fuel my fire. So I burn with no flame and struggle inside as I melt and cool off again. Sometimes you stay, but mostly you go, and I want you even in my sleep. I walk to where we fall asleep and wake up to each other. Your skin, the first thing I want to feel in the morning and the last I want to feel at night. Yeah. Let's keep going, shall we?
I was hanging with you, and then I realized I didn't think it was true. I was surprised when I found out I'd fallen for you. I didn't wanna believe my feelings for you. I didn't wanna believe that I could lose you if I told you just how I felt. But I can't help it, I'm falling for you. I can't quit it, 'cause I'm stuck on you. And it might be pathetic and you might be skeptical, but I just want to be with you. Please tell me, boy, can you get a clue or come through? 'Cause I just want to be with you. I'm scared of telling you how I feel. Maybe it's better if I just try to conceal the truth for me and for you, but I'm still stuck on you. Ooh, ooh. I'm still falling for you. Some hard love.
I'm back. And that was some Bruno Major. And that was some Bruno Majorly beautiful music. I was thinking a little bit about what I said earlier. We're about to get a little bit personal. I hope you don't mind. About how things fizzle out. Things end before they start. And it's really difficult to know how to manage that because you don't know what you were to someone and then all of a sudden it's just kind of gone and you don't really know what to say, like, you know, what did we have? What was I to you? How did you think of me then and how do you think of me now? Because, you know, it's difficult. It's really painful when you meet someone who you don't even have to be necessarily attracted to them romantically or want to date them, but you meet someone who is special, you know, someone and something that's more than a friend, someone that you just vibe with on this different level. And, you know, those are always kind of some of the best ones, but those are always the ones that kind of hurt the most because it was like, we never got to be anything more than friends. We were some things, but we weren't something. And I don't think I was someone to you. And that's fine. You know, I'm not trying to elicit any pity or have any one of my callers like call in and be like, yo, go on a date with me. I'm not trying to do that. This is not a dating service for myself. It's just me getting a little bit real. And I think my best outlook and my honest opinion on romance right now is, you know, I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised. And that sounds so cynical. It sounds so sad, doesn't it? But you know, I'm someone who wants to believe in love really badly. I'm someone who wants to believe in love as much as they want to find love and be loved, but it doesn't always work out that way. You know, I'm still so young. I'm still not like a fully fledged human being. And how am I supposed to, you know, be my fullest loving self when I don't know what I'm doing in any aspect of my life? And that's really fine. And I'm just trying so hard. And I care so much. And it feels like my little heart has been through a lot. And that's okay. You know, you gotta have heartache, heartbreak before your heart can sing. All right, we are gonna listen to a very beautifully classical love song. One of my all-time favorites that I just can never get out of my head. Then we'll do our last love letter. I'll say my goodbyes, my good nights, my good mornings, and send my love to you all.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.
Goodness. Isn't he lovely? Isn't he just so splendid? So delightfully romantic? Okay, so to kind of close out the night, I'm gonna read the last love letter on the list. Date, May 10th, titled Some Sappy Poems for Your Thursday. Two young lovers entangled in the early hours of the morning, so young and beautifully foolish. It feels like I'm falling, falling rapidly. I feel wind rushing through my hair as I go, and I just can't help but stare at those earthen eyes and rose petal lips. I never thought these rhythms would reverb in my chest or that my head would spin this way. But I'll be young and beautiful once, and water droplets will turn tidal waves in my heart only once. You're too good to be true, a gift beyond the mind of any great creator. How did I get so lucky to have you in my arms? What mystic honey did I produce to attract such a beautiful bee? Some hand of fate placed your hand in mine. A cosmic deity joined our forms in clay to fuse in the fires of passion. It was written in the stars, but oh, how I wish they would shine as brilliantly as those eyes. I may not have a voice melodic, nor fingers that can so charm the strings of a guitar. I lack sweet breath and the mellow temper you possess. But what I can offer is a heart so pure that loves so fiercely. Let me be the burning sun to your temperate moon. Yeah, and that's our last love letter of the night. I wanna know what you guys thought of that. It's so intimate to, you know, read someone else's love letters. You see this tiny sliver of who they are and what they're about. And God, that's so romantic. I would love to know how many times I said romantic during this radio hour. You know, an hour just feels so short to me. I really do love this show. I really love everyone who listens, whether you're listening right now or whether you're going to listen to it in the archive on your commute to work tomorrow morning. And if you do, I wish you would. And thank you. Thank you for listening. When I say that this is the highlight of my week, I mean it so honestly. And I hope that you all have a beautiful Monday night / Monday morning. I hope that you feel love. I hope that you feel love in this chaotic world. And I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to Skinny Hour with DJ Hapa Honey. And you guys, you take care.
I don't stand in line. I don't pay for clothes for that, yeah. But I wait for you. I don't like to drink, I don't like to think for that.